With gasoline prices at historic highs, it's time we give serious thought to how we are getting from point A to point B and why we're going to point B in the first place. Americans are spending more time in their automobiles than ever. This isn't surprising considering that nowadays we all have thousands of rational reasons to go from point A to point B. Unfortunately, it often seems we're all heading to point B at the same time. It's clear we all love going to point B no matter how long it takes to get there. Hanging out on gridlocked roads with total strangers adjusting their global positioning devices has become a rite of passage. That is, whenever passage is possible. Always thinking of our comfort, car companies have turned our automobiles into vacation homes. We can do just about anything in our cars and trucks except go for a swim. There are more silly gadgets in vehicles today than in a kitchen drawer. The aggravation of getting ourselves to point B has never been more fun. The other day I was walking my dog and glanced inside a new SUV parked along the street. I saw a dashboard that looked like the flight deck of the space shuttle. I figured the vehicle belonged to an astronaut. The cargo hold was loaded as well. There were several pairs of shoes, snacks, coffee mugs, tennis rackets, golf clubs, magazines, videos, etc. I wondered where the espresso machine was hidden. Point B for this driver appeared to be the moon. I recall when going from point A to point B took a whole lot less time and effort. In fact, most people arrived at point B on time with nothing more than windblown hair. Of course, those were the days of one-car families who actually used their back seats for people instead of paraphernalia. There was plenty of gasoline around then, too. It's interesting to observe the reactions of point B drivers when they see someone walking or bicycling along a gridlocked roadway. Often they gaze nostalgically at the relic, wondering if this stranger's point B is just around the corner, not 15 exits, 50 minutes, and 5 gallons away. Walking, bicycling, taking public transportation, downsizing our automobile vacation homes, or for that matter, paying exorbitant prices for gasoline, have been non-negotiable. Nevertheless, it might be a good time to rethink the whole point A to point B problem. We need to bring the family drivers together for a meeting. We can use our biggest vehicle as a conference center. The agenda could include questions like, whose point B is more relevant? Is getting from point A to B all it's cracked up to be? Is point B real or just an illusion created by car dealers and mall developers? Is it possible that being pointless is a good thing? These days, we often have no idea why we're going from point A to point B, but since when did that matter? We just want to get to where we think we need to be. Lately, it's the nearest gasoline pump.